she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
It's a great Tuesday tradition. I look forward to it every Tuesday. It's Mitch's Jabroni of the Week.
And then everyone said, Jabroni.
You Jabronis hit the jackpot.
That Jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Al,
is this Jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the Week.
And as is tradition, before I get to the actual Jabroni of the Week, I have three dishonorable mentions. I'm going to start with Warren Sapp. Him and Jeremy Shockey have been going back and forth for a couple years when Sapp accused Shockey of being a snitch during the whole Bounty Gate scandal with the Saints. Since then, Sapp he's fallen on some hard times.
I'd say so, yeah.
Sapp's bankruptcy papers were mailed to Jeremy Shockey somehow. And so what Shockey did is he posted them on Instagram.
Oh, man.
And trolled
him
big time.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So man. Who's the jabroni there, Sapp or Shockey?
Warren Sapp.
Okay, Sapp's the jabroni.
All right, a couple of dishonorable mentions that has to do with eating. Serena Williams, she's been over in Italy performing in the, I think it's the Italian Open or something like that in tennis. Well, she was at her hotel room, and her dog's with her, and they have this list of expensive dog food you can order. So she orders some, and she says, well, this looks great, so I'm going to try some. And she's posting this on Snapchat and all this. Well, there's a reason you don't eat pet food, because it can make you sick. Well, she spent the last 2 hours over a toilet because she couldn't handle herself because of how bad the dog food was. And it actually looked really good. It was salmon with rice. Feeding that to your dog. It costs like $23.
No thanks.
Yeah, that's making me, I was kind of hungry.
Now, this next one's kind of out of left field. I'm going to go with Survivor contestant Joe Del Campo. He's 71 years old. He's in the final five of this season of Survivor. What happened was he won a reward challenge, and he got to take a couple of the other survivors with him. They got to do a lot of eating, got massages. Well, he never eats meat, and they had these beef kebabs, and he said he ate like 3 feet of them. He just never quit eating. So he gets back to camp. He's not feeling well. And the doctors come, take a look at him, have him take some medicine, returns back to camp, still not feeling very well. The doctor tells him that the food he ate, it's basically blocking his plumbing. So he can't go to the bathroom. He just, because it was his prostate, basically, he can't urinate or anything like that. So they had to pull him from the game because he ate too
much. So it was just too much? It was just the sheer amount?
Exactly.
Volume.
And with him being pulled of the game, that ends his shot at winning $1 million.
Yikes.
Whoa.
That's rough.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one coming out of left field in the pop culture realm.
I'm also a big fan of Survivor. That's why I knew about it.
Okay. Oh, what? You spend your time watching wrestling and Survivor?
Well, you watch. You love terrible, terrible reality shows. You love Catfish.
Oh, Survivor's. Don't you put Catfish in the same sentence as Survivor? You should see the Catfish from last week. Anyway.
Oh,
who's your jabroni of the week?
Okay, this one's an obvious one. I got to go with Jose Bautista, because if you go outside of UFC, boxing, you can throw WWE in there, he probably received the best punch I've ever seen.
It was good.
Delivered. It was straight on by Rougned Odor from the Texas Rangers. It was solid, and I thought personally when I saw it happen, he was done. Even though he wanted to come back and get more. Don't look at his face. Don't look at his arms. Look at his legs. That's how you could tell if somebody's shaken up, and that dude was not exactly I wouldn't trust him on all two right. feet.
But he stayed up. That's why I still stand by my take that the most impressive thing and the thing that stood out the most to me about the whole situation is gaining respect for Bautista for taking a punch like that and not crumpling down on the ground.
You want me to go?
Yes.
So a pair of twins were born yesterday in a Virginia hospital, and the name that the parents chose for one of these twins is very interesting. Actually, both of them are interesting, but the dad jokingly asked the mom if he liked the name Espen, spelled ESPN. He was totally joking, but the mom actually loved the name, and that baby boy's name is now Espen, named after the channel, ESPN.
That is not uncommon.
That is going to be susceptible to some bullying in the future. I'm pretty certain about that. But something else that's funny about this, they were born on so it wasn't yesterday. It was a couple weeks ago. They were born on May 4th, which is Star Wars Day. You know, May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yeah.
So the middle names of these twins are Luke and Leia.
Okay.
How about that? So this kid's name is Espen Luke.
John loves catfish, but he'll stomp on Star Wars as soon as he can.
I didn't stomp on anything.
Those parents went an interesting route for their children's names.
Start the conspiracy theories for the NBA lottery. The NBA draft lottery is tonight at 8 o'clock. Dikembe Mutombo.
7.
Okay, I'm sorry. It must be 8 Eastern. I apologize for that. The NBA draft lottery is tonight at 7 o'clock. Dikembe Mutombo's Twitter account tweeted earlier today, "Congratulations to the Sixers on grabbing the number one spot in the NBA draft," and then tweeted a picture of himself playing for the Sixers. He quickly deleted it, but for all the people out there,
win the lottery.
Yeah, for which the Sixers have a whole lot of ping pong balls there, so this could still be coincidental. But I know there's a lot that want to believe about the conspiracy theories, Patrick Ewing, all that. It's going to add some fuel to that fire. Dikembe Mutombo putting that out there already.
That's
he
funny.
Says he just got carried away by their odds, so. We'll see. Also, I'm going to need to do more research into this. I didn't have time to before the show today because I just saw this like 10 minutes ago. Ozzie Guillen is trying to claim that he became the White Sox manager while he was blackout drunk. So if I get more of an update on that tomorrow, I guess we can bring that to you. Tomorrow will be a little weird show. We should be squeezed in between the two Royals games, but we'll talk to you then. For Mitch and Tyler, I'm John. Thanks for listening to The Game. News, weather, and